so that we will discover more about you. Will you bless him in his health, the health of his children, of his wife? Will you touch him at this moment and heal them? Let them be rest also when they are together again. Thank you for that. Amen. Let us sing still one time the choir of a moment ago, Worthy is the Lamb. Let us be one choir to the honor of the Lord our God. And you may stand with it. Sing it to the throne. Sing it to Jesus. He is worthy to receive all honor, all glory. Set long, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Sitting on the throne, having the victory forever. He has the most high crown. High exalted Lord, Jesus, Son of God, heaven gave us her greatest treasure. Worthy is the Lamb. Lamb, waardig is het Lamb, waardig is het Lamb, waardig is het You are worthy to receive all glory, all honor, every worship is for you in eternity. Worthy, worthy King Jesus, you are worthy. Thank you, Lord, for your love, for your mercy, for your faithfulness, and for your goodness. Thank you that you carry us every day. That you are the God that we confess. You are our help in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth and is faithful forever. You don't release. You go on with us. That's why we answer with worship. For you all honor, all glory, all worship. King Jesus. We honor you. having the victory for all of us, you have the Most High crown. High lift, exalted Lord, Jesus, Son of God. Jesus, Son of God. Heaven gave us her greatest treasure. Worthy is the Lamb. That long, that is at long. Amen, our Lord is worthy. Take a seat. I'm so proud at this band, really. I'm related to the happening of Revelation. He is only he takes the place of somebody else. Thank you that you will do it. And here was Emma, Kimberly, here was Joachim, here was Nathan. The complete band is 25 people about, and together we will be a community of worshippers. We have our place in the churches. It's so great. We all have a heart for worship. They are below 30, all of them, and I am already 44. I feel old. Greetings of my wife, Sharon. She's watching the live stream. Darling, hello. Our youngest one has waterpokken in Dutch. And Sharon is at home. Sharon is his wife. Sharon is coming from this church. Before we married, this was her church. So she couldn't come here because of the sick child. Last August we had a 12 and a half year marriage. And together we served in Haarlem. And also I'm active at Youth Revelation. And it is great that you are here. To stand still at the word of God. And I was thinking about where I'll speak about. This is the only church where I regularly come. And I like it to come. And I've spoken here more times. So I asked the Lord, what can I tell the people in Shekinah? At one time, Emma was praying for unity. And I think you are a church of unity. You reach out to people around you. Also, in the past, in the wooden building, the barak, there was a group of children who were very open to the AZC people. Always a heart to reach out to the foreigner, to the ones who are not seen, not known, not heard. That heart was always there. but yet I will speak about unity, although I believe that you are already one. But it is always possible to take a next step in unity. In Philippians 2, Paul is writing, now you are encouraged by Christ. Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2. With apps you can search very quick. There were also Bibles with thumb grips. Then you was reasonably quick. Philippians 2, verse 1 and 2. Now you are so encouraged and comforted by Christ, and you are so connected with the Spirit. Then when I read this, I think of Shekinah. Make me, Paul says, make me happy by being one. One in love, one in longing, one in spirit. Paul is writing here from prison ship. Make me perfectly happy, he is writing. He wrote the church in Philippi about 10 years after he founded that church. In Acts 16, Paul wanted to go to Asia, but the Spirit blocked him. And he wanted to go elsewhere, and again the Spirit blocked him. So he didn't rightly understand the Spirit. He understood the Holy Spirit. But two times he wanted to go somewhere, and the Holy Spirit said to him, no, you shouldn't do that. So sometimes you can be wrong. It's great that you are involved in studying the gifts of the Holy Spirit, but sometimes we are so strict for ourselves. But even Paul, two times was wrong. Two consecutive times. But then he had a dream. Troas. He was in Troas, in Turkey. It's a harbor city. It's now one ruin. He dreamt that a Macedonian man was waving to him his hands and saying, come, come. And he knew this is the voice of God who wanted I go to Macedonia. Paul and Silas proclaimed the gospel there. People came to believe. There was a wife who was delivered. She was a slave, but the owners were angry. Paul and Silas were thrown in prison. And Paul is writing about it. About the persecution, about the suffering. He said, the mercy that God gave you to be saved, the same mercy he gave to you for suffering for Christ. We don't like to speak about it. We pray for persecuted churches. But nobody is saying, oh please, let me be persecuted. But it is a part of the church, part of the life of the church, is a part of who we are. And then we come to this text, make me perfectly happy. To be one in longing, one in spirit. Why to be one is so important? Unity is important because it shows something to the world around us. For God is one. are there people who know a lot of Israel, who knows the central prayer for the morning and evening prayer in Israel? Who knows that? What's the central praying? You don't know? It's the Shema. Shema Yisrael. This is Hebrew, and it means, listen Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord our God is one. He's the only one. Also it is said, the Lord our God is one. There's only one Lord. All translations show what the text is in Hebrew, God is one. At the same time, we believe that God is Father, Son, and Spirit. And that these three are one. And that's not possible, but yet it is. It's the miracle of God. When the church is one, we show a property of God on earth. That's why it's so difficult to be really one as a church. For everything that shows something of God, of His kingdom, the evil one will attack it. Satan will attack it. He doesn't want that God will be visible through His church. When we are one as a church, then we show a miracle of God on earth. And there is a text, a psalm, Psalm 133, verse 1-3, it's of David. How good it is to live together as brothers, like oil is going down on the beard of Aaron. There the Lord gives His blessing, life for always. It's a very well-known psalm, Psalm 133. It's a pilgrim's song of David. And when I young was, I always underlined the first part. It's a pilgrim song of David. There are 15 pilgrim songs in the Psalms. In English, there's written a song of the ascent. Why is that so beautiful? For Jerusalem is situated at the hill. And when they went to Jerusalem at the feast, they had to ascend the hill. And the three greatest feasts, who knows them? Pentecostal, Feast of the Tabernacles, and Easter. Sukkot is the Feast of the Tabernacles. At the three feasts, the Israelites climbed the hill. They ascended. And they were singing the songs there. And why that is so important? Psalm 120 is starting with this theme, that you call upon God in your difficulties. In Psalm 134, it's starting with that you call upon the name because of He gives salvation. And in the Psalms, you see all things that belong to our broken lives. And in Psalm 134, we worship God in His holy place. He brings us from our broken situation to the place where He is. Like Emma said, when we see them in His holiness, in His sanctuary, we only can answer with worship. And the most beautiful is, you know the theme of Opwekking 2023, that is, but we see Jesus. But we see Jesus. We don't deny the brokenness of our life, but we recognize God. of the storm. We don't see the brokenness of the storm, but we recognize the God of the storm. And we are one at the place of worshiping God in His holy place. How good it is to live together as brothers. That is Psalm 133. As brothers and sisters, we travel together. We are on our way together. Who grew up here in a family with many children and who had quarrels with his brothers and sisters? Who is here parent of more children? And who knows that the children have quarreled together? Our Father is watching us in the same way as the father and mother is watching the children. When we don't be one, when we have quarrel together, He wants that we follow Jesus. With our differences, together we follow Jesus. And in Jesus we are one. Father is also writing, it is like the oil that falls down at the beard of Aaron and on his robe. I think this is because he wants to indicate how slowly this process is going on. Oil also is an image of protection, anointing and protection. And it is going together at the same time. The process is going slowly, but there is time. It is the anointing of Aaron. But Aaron was not so good, always. He made many mistakes. Aaron leaded the people when they adored, when they worshipped the golden calf. But it's so special, still God is saying, Aaron is the highest priest. The highest priest. There's always mercy. There's always mercy to heal. Aaron was far away from God. He leaded the people to worship idols, but he was not disqualified. It's an image of healing, of protection. God gives the blessing like the night humidity at the mountain of Hermon. When we are one, there are things that are impossible. The Hermon mountain is the highest of Israel. The Hermon has even snow. You can do winter sport there. The Hermon is heights, and there is snow. It's also the mountain that provides the River Jordan for with water. When you are strong, when you are high, it has one meaning, that is for supporting the person who is lower or weaker. And Hermon, the highest mountain, provides the whole country from water. That was the duty of the mountain Hermon. And when we are one, we want to serve each other. It's not important who is the best or the quickest, But how can I serve you? That's what matters. How can I bring you more close to Jesus? Who can I help you to take you with us in this journey? How can I take you with us in the journey so that you will know Jesus? And the last one, there's written, there the Lord gives his blessing, life for always. When there is protection and mercy and new chances, when we serve each other to bring them to Jesus, there the Lord brings his blessing, life forever. And what is living forever? That is that people learn to know Jesus. That they will see something of Jesus and they say, that's what I want. I know this church. I know this church from the past when it was much smaller in the time of the Barak. And we will grow when we serve our environment, the people around us. Here I see a hole filled up. And many churches complain, yeah, people don't come anymore. People will say yes to Jesus when they see the unity among us. One time I was at a soccer game. I was still at a normal job at that moment. I was invited for the EK. The quarter final. We were invited, we were sitting in the business lounge, we were invited. It was in the Ahoy, the EK in the Ahoy. I will try to find out what game it was. Oh, I make a mistake. It was not Ahoy, it was the Kuip. The Kuip in Rotterdam. I made a mistake. Thank you for correcting me. You see how I like soccer. It was in the Kuip. Quarter final, that was right, in Rotterdam. And it was 1-0. And all people were clapping. 2-0. They clapped a little bit louder. Finally, it was 6-1. At the sixth goal, we were standing at the seats and we were clapping and shouting. We were taken with the other people. We were taken with the enthusiasm of the other people. Then we are one and happy as our church, as church. It was Bosnia, I hear. I was taken away by the enthusiasm of the other people because we had only one goal, that was that Holland would have victory. And we are children of the Most High God, paid, sold and paid by the blood of Jesus. We may follow the Lion of Judah, the one who has proclaimed the victory and reached the victory. And how great it is that as a church you are one in that, in the sound of victory, in the sound of surrendering. Then people will follow. I like Psalms. I like Psalm 133. and I like that together we follow Jesus to create a place and to be a place where Jesus may meet Jesus, and they will go following him, and I will pray for it, people here and people are watching at home. When you say, I don't feel connected with what is happening here, Emma said it. She was speaking about the beings, the four beings around the throne, one at the face of a bull, other one of a man, of an eagle, and of a lion. Yes, a lion? Lion of panther, I don't know. Yes, it was a lion. A lion, yeah. And it is true that these four beings, they had the leadership in the worship in heaven. There can be people who say, it's like a nice celebration for you, but I don't feel a part of it. How great it is then that you can say, I will be one with these people. Also with these people who are too wild, too enthusiastic. Some people, I irritate some people. They think, why he is so enthusiastic for Jesus? Not everybody is the same, that's okay. Nobody should be like me. No, other people should not be the same like me. For the people at home, people here, when you want to be connected with what God has, to be one with this church, to work for God, to build with the other people, to reach out, not only watching what is happening, but be one with them. May I pray for you? When you want that connection, I will pray for you. Please, will you close your eyes? Maybe it's strange, but close your eye. If you are the person who is at home, or you are here in the hall, and you say, I miss that connection to feel one. I will be one with what is going on. For God is doing beautiful things here. Then you say, I want to have this, then I will pray for you. I ask you to open your heart so that the Spirit can speak in your life. Father, thank you for your love and mercy. You are the God of unity. Unity is your property. It shows something of you on earth. Thank you that we as church are called to be one. That we are on our way from brokenness, broken world, to your holy place. And there your glory is filling the house. And you speak about the power of unity. I pray for more unity in this church. A deeper level of unity. A deeper being connected. Because one person, Jesus Christ, Son of God, who bought us and paid for us with his life. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, that your Spirit makes us one, that your oil is flowing, that we may be like a machine that is oiled, to do its work in the right way. Let you be seen through everything by your Holy Spirit. Our prayer is that you will be seen through everything and that you will deserve, will get the worship. Amen. This church is a giving church. We exercise as the band every month here. This is our home place, where we have our exercises of the band. It's so special that this church has said, you are always welcome here. That's why the band likes to be here. When I was here for the first time with compassion, then it was the same. But we will give people the opportunity to give. Today it's different. Like we are here, we want to have impact in as much lives as we are here together with each other. I ask you to pray for a moment, to pray for only one child. And that you say, Lord, I pray for that child. And the Lord will give you the words by His Holy Spirit, what you have to pray for that child. Compassion is worldwide active organization. About 2 million of people are supported by this organization worldwide. We work together with local people and we want to serve the local churches there. Compassion believes in local churches. Compassion organization helps local churches worldwide. Also here are people who sponsor a child by Compassion, and there are more organizations for. And since 2007, I will speak for the children who are not heard. Please will you pray a short time for one child. Let's go. We pray. Father, thank you. We pray together. A short time. But you heard every prayer. And I know that your angels are ready to bless the children who are in need, who don't have a future. They can't see their future. Thank you that a gulf of blessing is going out from this place. Thank you that you hear every prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. The reason why I ask to keep silent for a period, it's so short. Every 6 or 7 seconds, one child is dying because of poverty on earth. Be a blessing and pray for children. Maybe you are here and you say, I prayed, but I experience that I will deliver a child from poverty. And that's possible. In our family also, all our family members sponsor one child. And I know that there are many people here who also sponsor a child. Maybe you are here and you say, yes, I also want to sponsor a child, or I want to sponsor more children. There's no limit. You also can sponsor 10 children. But if you want to do more, then we have some packets with us. And we will give you a packet like that. Then you get information about one child. For example, Angel from Indonesia. 6 years old. She is waiting for a sponsor. And here you get all the information about her. And when you say, I've prayed, but I feel the freedom and I have the means to do more for a child, then you can sponsor a child for €33 a month. You can also go in the rear of the church after the meeting. We'll sing now. Is that right? Still one song?